MH17, the plane that was shot down over Ukraine. It left from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. Joining us now is CBS reporter Terry Schultz, who is in Amsterdam at the airport. Good morning, Terry. First question is, do we know how many Americans were if there were any Americans on board, and why has there been such a lag with determining the number of Americans on this plane?
Yeah, the last I heard, and that's something that's going to come out of Washington, is that they don't know how many Americans are on board, or at least they're not saying. In fact, they're not saying whether there were any, and that's after some early reports, as we saw yesterday, that you know, there were more than 20. And in a news conference from Kuala Lumpur this morning, the Malaysian transport minister gave some explanation for why we don't know, and that is that there's 41 people that were on a connecting flight and didn't have to check in again to get on this flight, and they didn't scan their passports as they got on this plane.
Okay.
So that may be why we don't know the nationality of the 41 people. And I would find it strange if there weren't some Americans aboard, but you know, given those early reports, but we just don't know. And the latest information coming out of Malaysian Airlines did not give any information on Americans. They did up the death toll significantly on the Dutch. Mm-hmm. And being here in Amsterdam, that, of course, hits this place hard.
Well, I was going to ask you that. Obviously, what has been the reaction in the Netherlands today and yesterday?
Well, it's a small country, just 17 million people, and you know, they've now raised the death toll of Dutch citizens to 173. So that's a lot of people in a country this small, and we're seeing condolences just pour in an online website. It's gone up just in the last hour. I've been watching it. It's gone up by 3,000 messages from all over the world, but saying this is heartbreaking. My deepest condolences are with you. It's a lot of people from a small country, and I think all over the world, people's hearts are going out to the Dutch.
To Sully Sullenberg's comments about, well, why was this plane flying over eastern Ukraine, a war zone that other planes have had avoided? Did we get any explanation from Malaysian Airlines as to why they took that route?
Yeah, actually, that was a big question in that Malaysian news conference in Kuala Lumpur, which I could watch a bit of, and that he said 15 of 16 Asian airlines are still using that route, and we were not given any information telling us not to use it. And the International Air Transport Authority had okayed it. Still, you got to think about it, because many other airlines were not using it. U.S. and European airlines are not using that route. So, I mean, that is definitely a question Malaysian Airlines has to answer. But the Malaysian transport minister was asked point blank, was that a big mistake? And he said, no, we don't consider that a mistake. We had no reason to think there was danger for using that route over eastern Ukraine.
Well, clearly it looks like a surface-to-air missile brought down this plane. Exactly who shot it, where it came from, in question this morning. It seems like it was at least a pro-Russian group, separatist group, where the missile came from, and a lot of finger-pointing. I'm just curious, in Amsterdam especially, since so many Dutch were killed, the anger toward Russians, towards Ukraine, is where, and do they want some type of retribution, retaliation?
Well, I mean, that's, you're seeing the same thing I am. Since I'm in Amsterdam, I can say what the Dutch officials and the European officials are saying. And you know, what's interesting is that the Dutch government has been among those European governments most reluctant to put harsh sanctions on Moscow for their intervention in Ukraine. They have said to go slow, to see if Russia responds to the threats that are being put out, to see if Russia responds to, you know, random Russian officials being named with visa bans. And so what will be interesting to see here in Europe is whether this changes the opinion of those governments who wanted to stand by and give Russia more time. I think that it can't but change their positions. And indeed, we're seeing statements come out of Brussels now from the European Parliament, saying it's time that we quit sitting on our hands. You know, European citizens are now dead in large numbers, and we need to do more.
Yeah.
What that more will be remains to be seen. But with a heartbreak like this, you've got to imagine. You know, there were Britons on flight, there were Germans, there were Belgians.
Yeah.
People are going to take another look at their positions on Russia, that's for sure.
CBS's Terry Schultz in Amsterdam. Thanks very much for joining us this morning on Maryland's Morning News.
You bet.